Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, the championship games are this Sunday. We'll dive into Super Bowl odds and some popular player props, over the weekend. We'll also give you our best bets for each of these games. And you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first, we'll welcome in our guest, Kenny Betts Big. Kenny, you planning on betting big this weekend for a championship weekend?
Yeah, I am actually. It's one of the biggest bets I've made in a very, very, very long time on one of these football games. So we'll definitely have to get into that.
Yes, we definitely do have to give. And, you know, my hope is that you're betting on the Eagles. Anyways, all right, moving on here. Let's get into Mock's thought and take a look at the Super Bowl odds so far for the four teams that are left. The Eagles are the favorite, plus 250, followed by the Chiefs, plus 270, Bengals 275, and the Niners are in last at plus 330. The odds are really close. It's actually the first time in 45 seasons that the Super Bowl favorite has odds of longer than 200. When Caesars released the Super Bowl odds back in January of last year, the Chiefs opened up at plus 600. They were the biggest favorite, just ahead of the Bills, RIP, at plus 650. The Bengals were fourth at 10-1, with the Rams in front of them at plus 800. And the Niners were tied for the fifth lowest odds. At that time, they were 12-1 with the Packers, and the Eagles were actually 30-1, and now they are the favorite. What Super Bowl future do you still think is alive, and who do you like to win it all at this point?
So I actually am holding. I sent it out to all my clients, the Chiefs, to win the Super Bowl right before the playoffs started. So I actually have the Chiefs. I got them around plus 360. That's what they were sitting at before everything got kicked off here. And, you know, I feel pretty good. I think this is the first time too, where all of these, the odds for the Super Bowl winner are also neck and neck, right? Like usually there's one clear favorite at this point who they think is going to win. But I got to ask you, are you a little surprised that of all the teams left, the Niners are the longest odds on the board?
Yes, I am. Well, look, especially when you look at these championship weekend games, they're all under a field goal, right? So it's like anybody could really win these games. So the fact that they have placed the Niners at the very bottom of it, I feel like is a little bit disrespectful. So I'm not taking any Super Bowl bets at this time. You know, we already know that I have a futures ticket on the Niners to win the NFC, which of course would mean they'd have to win this game this weekend at plus 750. But if we're looking at just the odds here, and also, and I don't know about Caesar Sportsbook, but a couple different sports books have already put out Super Bowl odds. All of the lines are basically a pick 'em at one. So why do the Niners have the plus 330? So if you're just looking at this odds wise, the fact that these are all very evenly matched matchups and whoever gets into the next round, they're all at plus or minus one, basically pick 'ems. Give me the Niners plus 330. Why wouldn't you sprinkle on that one?
You know what I find the most interesting part about the Niners being the biggest underdogs is, you know, I know Caesars has come out and said it. I'm pretty sure this holds true for a lot of sports books where the Niners are the biggest liability that every book has for, you know, any other team could win the Super Bowl and they will not walk away a loser. If the Niners win, the books are losing. So it's pretty funny that they open them up as the, you know, the most enticing odds, right? Because all of these teams are pretty neck and neck. So if you're saying you're going to get the Niners at plus 330, it's almost like the sports books are saying they don't think the Niners are going to win and they want people to keep betting the 49ers there in that spot.
That is actually interesting because we did have an odds maker on Four Caesars and he did say that the Niners were their biggest liability for the Super Bowl. I think because as much as like the Cowboys are America's team, I think the Niners are kind of up there in popularity just because they were so big in the 80s and 90s and all of those kids have now grown up now and are gambling a lot of money and probably a lot of sharp money with that. So I feel like the Niners are a very, very popular team. So that is a very interesting point. Let's go ahead now and look at some popular players according to our friends over at Caesar Sportsbook. The Chiefs wide receiver, Kadarius Toney, receiving yards currently stands at 35.5, which received so many bets on the under 98.5% of tickets, 91% of the handle. Now, this makes sense to me just because there's so many weapons on KC that I could see him really not getting as much love as a Kelsey or these other guys. Do you like this under 35.5 yards for Kadarius Toney?
So this is actually one of the bets that I'm going to be giving out later. But what are people looking at here when they're taking this under? Kadarius Toney, one of the most he's probably the most explosive athlete on that field, right? The guy can do anything. He's a super freak of an athlete. The Chiefs, since acquiring him from the Giants, have done nothing but sing high praises of him, that he's a great teammate. He's great in the locker room. He's, you know, great studying film. He's not one of those lazy players. And then you look at the Bengals. They're the second worst team in the NFL in DVOA versus opposing number two wide receivers. And you could make the case that maybe Tony's the number one, or, you know, Juju's the number one, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Like you said, the Chiefs don't really have that bona fide number one clear-cut wide receiver outside of Travis Kelce. So I think, you know, Kadarius Tony, I think he's going to come into this game, little chip on his shoulder. Eli Apple, the secondary of the Bengals, have been doing a lot of talking this week.
A lot of talking. He's got to have a huge target on his back. You got to be scared when you talk. You better come correct if you're going to talk that much. Although I will say, I don't think him giving the heart hand emoji had anything to do with Eli Apple. Like, that is a stretch amongst stretch. Like, everybody uses that emoji. He was trolling them, saying, you know, you're going to Cancun, heart. It had nothing to do with DeMar Hamlin. There's no one, I think, in the United States, and certainly not a player in the NFL, that is making fun of what happened to DeMar Hamlin. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, there's no way that, especially so soon, right? Like, probably ever, no one will really bring that up as a joke. Yes. But yeah, so soon, someone so close to the game, I can't see that Eli Apple doing that. Because the backlash he would get from, you know, fellow players would just be so negative, you know, for him. Did you see the clip of the Eli Apple and I think Hinton on the Bengals? They're calling it Burrowhead.
Yes. Yes.
Like, the one thing you don't want to do is give Patrick Mahomes bulletin board material coming into an AFC championship game.
All right. Well, you want to bring up Patrick Mahomes. That's another popular bet with our friends over at Caesars. So his passing yards prop opened up at 272.5. It's gone up to 281.5 after he did the little jig and the jog and the stretching that everybody saw. It's racked up the third most over money on a player prop and the second most under money. So it's kind of like push and pull here. I will say that the first playoff game that Patrick Mahomes ever had under 300 passing yards was against the Jags. Now, part of that is because, one, he got hurt in it, and two, Henny came in for a couple of those snaps. It's interesting that it's gone up based on, we don't really know what's going. Look, I'm laying off this prop. I'm not touching anything Patrick Mahomes, because that might be something that you can look at as the game goes on, but I'm not touching Patrick Mahomes until I see what he actually looks like in a game under pressure, because seeing him jog for 5 seconds, you know, off of an interview or do a couple stretches is not the same thing as playing against this Bengals defense that, by the way, has been pretty good.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in taking those props either, especially when you look at this total. The total is weirdly low for this game. What is it, like 47, 48? When you look at these two teams, the Chiefs and the Bengals, especially the way the Bengals offense has really been clicking and the Chiefs' number one scoring offense in the league this year, I'm shocked that one's not at least 51, 52 in that type of range. So I feel like that low total is kind of also hinting that this is going to be kind of maybe a tighter, low scoring, real battle of a game.
Oh, I hope not, because I like the over in this game. Another popular one against Brock Purdy. I mean, it's like both of those games have been, for the last two times they've seen each other, have been 51. And, you know, I'm not counting out Patrick Mahomes, that's for sure. And I know Joe Burrow's going to put up points, so I still like the over in that game. But another popular one, there, people don't like Brock Purdy. Surprise, surprise. His rushing yards open at 9.5 yards, dipped down to 8.5, over minus 109, under minus 125. The under has the most over bets. People are back in this, actually. My bad. Has the most over bets and money of any player for this weekend, pulling in 95.9% of tickets and 89.7% of the handle. People think that Brock Purdy is going to be scrambling. I just automatically assumed that people were taking the under on this one. This one's interesting to me, actually. What do you think of this? What do you think about Purdy over this 8.5?
I guess the bettors out there think Purdy's going to be running for his life on Sunday, huh?
I mean, because the Eagles lead in sacks. There's that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't hate it, just if that's the angle you're taking, that you think that the Eagles front and pass rush is going to be able to get to Purdy and kind of force him to make a couple plays on his own. I don't hate it. Not something I would bet personally. You know, I know you and I, we made some money betting Justin Herbert under rushing yards this year, but that was because we kind of had an angle of, you know, he was banged up, he was injured.
Yeah.
Purdy's healthy, everything on the line. I could see him getting out of the pocket for a few couple of, you know, three here, four there.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, those were the most popular, or a few of the most popular bets right now on Caesars Sportsbook. Let's take a quick break before we get into Capper's Corner. With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it back as a free bet. Must be 21 or older, offer valid, and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK, 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's welcome back in our friend Kenny Betts Big. And let's first talk spreads, okay? So only two games this weekend. Eagles favored -2.5 versus the 49ers. Bengals, this game's a pick 'em. The line has been on a bit of a roller coaster, depending on how you feel about Patrick Mahomes. But Bengals right now laying 1. Both conference championship games have spreads under a field goal. It's actually the first time that's happened in a very long time. And the last time in the NFC that there was a conference championship game with a spread below 3 was January 12th. In 2012, when the 49ers were 2.5-point favorites against the Giants. And of course, we know what happened there. In fact, in the AFC, this hasn't happened since January 11th in 1998, when the Broncos were 2.5-point favorites against the Steelers. What is a spread that you are putting your money on this weekend?
Chiefs. It's got to be the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're Katie, when can you ever say in the the history of Patrick Mahomes' young career, you're going to get Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I know he's not really technically a dog now, but maybe you got his line when they were a dog. But as a home dog or a short favorite, AFC championship game, Super Bowl on the line, and you're fading the public, like every square bettor is all over the Bengals this week. That situation.
I'm on the Bengals.
It's the Bengals Chiefs is the typical pros versus Joes type of game where, the wise guys, the professional bettors, the sharps, we all love the Chiefs here this week. How could you not take the Chiefs?
Okay. I love the putting yourself with the wise guys, which you are. You do vet very big, and I'm sure you've been known to move some lines. And I know you've been kicked out a couple of casinos for betting too big and winning too much money. I talked to Max Meyer over at Caesars Sportsbook, and there is sharp money coming down on both of these teams.
I mean, hey, of course, everyone's opinion is differing of certain games. Yeah. I'm just saying the consensus, the consensus of who's betting on the Chiefs and who's betting on the Bengals are a very public team. What are they won now? What, 11 straight games? They got Joe Shiesty, Jamar Chase. They're a fun team to watch. And you look at what they've been covering. Yeah, exactly. What are they covered? 8 straight as underdogs now, Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think the Chiefs at home, Mahomes' ankle looks pretty good. Obviously, you know, we could be getting sold fool's gold here. He could come out and his ankle could be pretty banged up, but he looks good on tape so far. So I'm rocking with Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the NFL.
All right, well, call me a square because I'm doing Joe Burrow on this one. One, we don't know what we're going to get out of Patrick Mahomes. Look, Patrick Mahomes is a dog, and I've seen so many clips. You know, he's like, don't take me out of the game, and he was refusing to get out of the game, which some of that is hero and some of that is selfish. I mean, I guess if he really thought that he was good, which, by the way, he still was, then, yeah, keep him in there, although I think that Henny was fine. It's hard for me to buy into that Patrick Mahomes is going to be 100%. And if you're not 100% and you're against Joe Burrow, who, by the way, has beat you 3 times in a row, including last year's AFC Championship game. And yes, it needs to go to overtime in order to get there. But I like the Bengals. I mean, if we're talking spreads, I'll take a -1, but I actually like a money line because you're getting even money at that one. NFC, are you gonna take the Eagles?
I, you know, just for the show, I should come on here and say I love the Niners, but no, I love the Eagles this week. We'll keep the trend going. I think I'm 8-0. I'm 0-8 fading Brock Purdy.
So one of these times it might hit for you. Hopefully not this weekend.
Yeah. This is an interesting one too. Just looking at the lines, right? Both of these lines kind of opened up very similarly. And when the lines first opened up, it was funny because the Chiefs money line was right around -115, but the Eagles opened up around -135 on the money line. A little bit juicier. And that could be because of just the markets. Like Philly is a big market and Philly fans love betting on their team. We've talked about that on this show before, but yeah, I mean, the Eagles just look like a really, really good team right now. And it could be that the Giants are not that good and they beat up on a weak team, but the Niners, for all the credit and accolades that they're getting, the praise that's being heaped on them, their schedule hasn't been that impressive either. If you look at the run that they've had over these last 8-9 weeks, they've beat some pretty bad teams as well.
Sure. And look, I'm not betting. I'm not betting a side on this game. I already have the 49ers to win the NFC, so I already have a bet on this game. I don't want to jinx it by throwing too much here, but let me just throw some stats at you, my friend. The 49ers have covered 5 straight playoff games, which is the longest active streak. Overall, Kyle Shanahan, 19-10 against the spread as a road underdog. He's also 12-3. That's his record since 2019 as a road underdog. The Niners have won 12 straight games and have gone 10-2 against the spread over that stretch. And Brock Purdy, 6-1 against the spread as a starter. So I don't know. All signs point to the 49ers covering this game and hopefully winning. But let's move on to our next topic here.
Hold on, you forgot to mention?
What?
There's been 4 rookie quarterbacks who have started a conference championship game before Brock Purdy.
We're talking about against the spread.
0-4.
but here's the thing. Those quarterbacks have nothing to do with Brock Purdy. I just gave you Brock Purdy as an individual, his numbers against the spread. All of these all-time stats, like there was one of my friends that put out like, oh, the Niners all time have failed to cover as an under, like the last time they covered as an underdog was in 1989 or something. I'm like, what does that 1989 team have to do with the 2023 team? Look at Shanahan's record, which, by the way, if you'd like me to read it again, I'm happy to do it. He's 19-10 against the spread as a road underdog. So yes, rookie quarterbacks don't do well in championship games, but they're not Brock Purdy. Okay, let's move on though, because we got to keep it moving here. So total for a game, Eagles Niners 46, Bengals Chiefs 47. Is there a total that you like?
Yeah, I like the under in that Eagles 49ers game. Just thinking of how the game will unfold, the 49ers don't want Brock Purdy to go out there and sling it all around. He's going up against the Eagles' number one pass defense. And the 49ers' strength and Shanahan's strength as a coach is that run game, where the Eagles can be, you can win and have some success running against the Eagles. So I think this is going to be a very grinded out type of game. And for that, I like the under here. I think, you know, they're going to do everything they can to protect Brock Purdy and kind of rely on their defense to hopefully get them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like the under in this game too. I don't think it's going to be an explosive look. I'd like to have a lot of points scored, but it doesn't seem like with these two defenses that that's going to be entirely possible here. I already alluded to it earlier. I like the over on the Chiefs and the Bengals game. The last two games got to 51, and I know that Patrick Mahomes is 100%. I'm not taking any Patrick Mahomes props, but I'm also not counting him out. We've never seen adversity Patrick Mahomes. And yes, the last game he went under 300 passing yards. He still got a couple touchdowns. I can see the Bengals getting at least three, and I could see the Chiefs getting at least three or two and a couple field goals. So I think we can get over this 47. I know you think it's going to be a lower scoring game, but just these two guys, man, these two teams, they just engage in shootouts. So I'm going to lean in that direction again. Money line, as these are so short in terms of the spread, the money lines are not crazy. Like, you could take a money line on any of these. There's no crazy big favorite here. Niners plus 122, Eagles minus 145, Bengals plus 100, Chiefs minus 120. I feel like you're going to go Chiefs on this one, but what do you think, moneyline?
Yeah, Chiefs. Chiefs all the way. Again, like I talked about earlier, so I'm not going to go too crazy into it, but you're getting Patrick Mahomes, home underdog or short favorite, AFC championship game against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who have beat him three straight times. All this week, a lot of trash talk being talked about, you know, the Bengals secondary. Yeah. They're talking a lot. And like I said, the last thing you want to do is give Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the NFL, bulletin board material. So, yeah, the Chiefs is a bet where even if I lose, I'll feel great about the bet I made. And I'm happy riding with Patrick Mahomes here till the end.
Yeah, you make a lot of really good points, especially the trash talk. And look, I'm agreeing with you that you can't count Patrick Mahomes out. We don't know what this adversity Patrick Mahomes looks like. I like the Bengals money line. And one of the things that I've kind of isolated is mistakes, right? And I think in both of these games, they're very evenly matched teams. And the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to be the one that wins. And we talked about it last week with Josh Allen and the Bills. Can he stay mistake-free? Well, guess what? He couldn't. You just can't give Burrow and the Bengals offense any gifts. They'll punish you every single time. Now, Mahomes, of course, doesn't have a turnover problem like Allen does, but the Chiefs lead the league in pass interference penalties with 14 this season. They've given up 231 yards on PIs. It's the second most in the league. Now, we already know that Higgins and Chase are going to give the Chiefs secondary hell on Sunday. It's very likely that they're going to get called for some PIs. You're going to give Burrow free yards and automatic first downs. You're going to lose. So that's kind of the edge that I found here and why I like the Bengals to win this game. And at even money, I like the numbers there.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I think both of these games that we got, very tough to call. Both are coin flip games. And I think we got the four best teams left in the NFL. Like, these are the games that we should have.
Yeah. You know what? And sometimes it's like an outlier squeaks in there and you're like, how did this happen? But I agree with you. I think these are the two best teams in the NFC. And I think these are the two best teams in the AFC. And it's going to be a battle in both of these games. So let's go ahead and dive into some player props now. Is there a player that you like to hit the over for both of these games? So one for the NFC and one for the AFC. Actually, start with the AFC.
Yeah, so I was going to do Kadarius Toney. I talked about him earlier. I think he's going to go over his yards. So I'll do a different one. We'll go Jamar Chase. The Chiefs defense is one of the worst teams at defending the opposing number one wide receiver. I don't know if you remember earlier in the season, we were doing, you know, where we would just take like Davante Adams to go over his yards when he would play the Chiefs. And it was just kind of, it was like a revolving door. These guys were getting what they want. So I think we'll see a big game out of Jamar Chase, and that's Burrow's go-to guy.
I agree with that 100%. I'm taking Evan McPherson over 2.5 extra points made. It's a plus 102. Look, we cashed on this last week. Money Mac in the playoffs. It's always a good idea. He's 10 for 11 on extra points for 61 points in six games in his playoff career and against the Chiefs. Well, Money Mac is 7 for 7 on extra points in just two games versus Kansas City. Look, I like the Bengals to win this game. I already told you. I like him to win outright. I like him to win over their team total of 23.5, which means I see him getting three touchdowns. And McPherson has been 3 for 3 with extra points in two of his last three games. Stay hot, Money Mac. Stay hot. What do you like for the NFC?
Yeah, that was a great call last week, cashing the plus money for us. So on the NFC, we're going to go AJ Brown over 70.5 receiving yards. You can find that on Caesar Sportsbook. He He's coming off a game last week where he only had 3 catches for 22 yards, 6 targets. And the Eagles have been very good this year when, you know, A.J. Brown has a big game and Devontae Smith's quiet. The next game, you'll see Devontae Smith have a big game. Jalen Hurts has been very, very good at spreading the ball around and making sure all his guys, you know, are getting the love. And the 49ers defense, look at just in the playoffs against DK and CeeDee Lamb. Both number one wide receivers have gone for very, very big games. The 49ers defense, for as good and great as it is, they're not very good at defending the deep ball. They're 24th in the NFL in deep pass DVOA, and they're 26th in the NFL in EPA per play. And then just look at last year when the totally different team, so you could say it's different, but when the Titans played the Niners late last year, A.J. Brown went absolutely insane with Ryan Tannehill, a lesser quarterback, throwing him the ball. 16 targets, 11 catches. That's also
his former team,
Right, the different team, but I'm just saying it's the same player. So he's had success against this defense. I think A.J. Brown is poised to have a big game.
I agree. And I could see A.J. Brown getting into the end zone as well, which is unfortunate for me. I'm taking Kittle over his longest reception of 20 and a half. That's at minus 11. Now, we know I love tight ends. We know that I love George Kittle. You can see him up there behind me. But look, I really like his reception prop. It's at 3.5. I think that they constantly mismatch that, but now at least they've juiced it to minus 174. So I went ahead and laid off of that. I'll throw it into a parlay a little bit later. But the Peoples tight end has had 5 catches for 95 yards in the Niners win. He had, 95 yards in the Niners win over the Cowboys. And that included that ridiculous juggling off his helmet 30-yarder, which completely changed the momentum of the game. You know, Kittle's had a reception of at least 21 yards in 4 of San Francisco's past 6 games. He's also averaged about 19 yards per reception during the postseason, with 6 yards coming off after the catch. His longest reception versus the Eagles last year, different teams, but that was 38 yards. The Niners want to win this game. Getting Kittle involved is absolutely paramount. I believe we're going to see another big game from the Peoples tight end, including another chunk play off of play action. So give me Kittle over the 20 and a half for the longest receptions. And of course, I do like his over 3.5, but at minus 174, I'm just not eating that juice.
I like this. I mean, we're the tight end whisperers here. Last week, Kittle does it. Kelce goes for 2 touchdowns. I think since Brock Purdy's taken over, George Kittle has hit another level. This guy's going crazy in almost every single game. So, yeah, I love every George Kittle prop here because him and Purdy have been – it's almost like Brady and Gronk.
Yeah, it's just so interesting because they keep him at 3.5 for the receptions, but now they're getting smarter and they're juicing it higher because it used to be you'd get his receptions at 130, 140, 174 is just a little bit too much. All right, who are we fading in the AFC? What's a player prop you like to hit under?
So it's a tough game. You know, like I said, the total screams that this game will go under, but again, you talked about it. It's Chiefs-Bengals. This is a tough game to go under, but I guess we'll go T. Higgins under receiving yards. I think, you know, the Chiefs are going to have to stop someone. Very tough to stop Ja'Marr Chase. So we'll go T. Higgins under his receiving yards here and see if the Chiefs can slow something down this week.
Yeah, I like that. And speaking of slowing down, I guess, you know, I'm going to take Burrow under 37.5 pass attempts. Is that minus 104? And look, the Bengals love to throw the ball. We know that they throw the ball a ton, but Burrow's only gone over this number 6 times this season. He has not hit this mark in any of the 2 playoff appearances so far this season. In fact, as good as Burrow has been, he's actually finished under his passing yards prop, which right now is at 279, in 5 of the past 6 games. Now, why? Because since he has a balanced attack, they also are very successful in the ground game. They just bullied the Bills for 13 rushing first downs. Mixon and Pirine racked up 139 yards on 27 attempts over Buffalo, and the Bills ranked number 3 in run defense DVOA. The Chiefs, that's where they struggle. Their defense against the run is bottom 10 in rushing EPA over the last 4 games, and they're ranked 21st in EPA allowed per handoff since week 13, which is where they lost to Cincinnati. I do think that the game script is going to be a lot of running the ball, and that's going to cut into Burrow's attempts. It's also worth noting Burrow only had 31 attempts in his last game versus the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win. I also think, you know, we get over our team total and touchdowns and whatever, but I think they're going to be running the ball quite a bit in this game. What are you looking at for NFC?
The NFC, so we hit on this last week, talked about the Eagles defense, how stout they've been against the pass. So we're going to go back to it. We're going to go Brock Purdy under 221.5 passing yards. That's on Caesars Sportsbook. Only 2 quarterbacks all year have thrown for over 215 yards against this Eagles team. the Niners' game plan to win is not just let Brock Purdy throw the ball all over the field. It's to dominate the field with the run game and let their defense win this game. That's the only way they're beating the Eagles, I see. So that goes right into this play.
Yeah, I love that play too. As much as I like Brock Purdy, I don't think that he's going to really even come close to that number. I'm fading one of my guys here. I'm taking Brandon Ayuk under 46.5 receiving yards. Is at -129. And look, Ayuk is having a breakout season. He's racked up over 1,000 receiving yards for the first time in his career, averaging nearly 60 yards per game. However, this is a nightmare matchup for Ayuk against Philly. It's like the Eagles have given up the fewest amount of passing yards per game in the NFL this season, just under 180. And Ayuk is primarily an outside receiver, which means he's going to be, covered by Slay and Bradbury? I don't want to be matched up with those guys. Bradbury allows the third lowest completion percentage in the NFL at just 45.3% this season. You got two top covers, and you got an all just stout passing defense in general. Like, I got to fade my guy here. I don't think Ayuk is going to have a huge game, so I'm going to take him under this 46.5 receiving yards.
Love it. Brock Purdy under, Ayuk under, cash them both.
But somehow the 49ers still win this game. Okay, anytime touchdown score. Who do you like for the AFC and the NFC?
I go Isaiah Pacheco, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Rutgers grad, shout out New Jersey. Listen, as good as Mahomes looks, post-injury from the Jags, he's still, like you said, probably not at 100%. The Chiefs' run game down the stretch of this season was one of the top five run games, power run games in the NFL. I think they're going to kind of, rely a little bit on Isaiah Pacheco and McKinnon to, kind of carry them, take some of the burden off of Mahomes and that ankle. So I think Pacheco will find the end zone here and cash that. It's +150 too. So good odds.
Yep, I love that. For the NFC, I'm doing George Kittle +190. Now, he didn't get into the end zone in the last game, but Kittle's had at least two touchdowns in multiple games since Purdy took over. I think that Kittle's going to have a great game. We talked about it. We are the tight end whisperers here. And look, yeah, Christian McCaffrey getting the end zone, of course, Debo, whatever. But when I was looking at the odds, the +190, you're getting a lot of value here with George Kittle being one of Purdy's favorite targets in the red zone and beyond. So at +190, I love it. Who are you looking at for the NFC?
We're going to go AJ Brown. He's currently sitting at +140. I know you said earlier that you liked AJ Brown to find the end zone. I just think it makes sense, right? Like, talking about the weaknesses on this 49ers defense, what the Eagles like to do. They like to throw that long ball. And we've seen Hurts and AJ Brown connect on this a few times this year. They just missed one actually last week against the Giants. So I think they'll find some success on the deep ball, and hopefully AJ Brown's able to, run one in.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening. This one's kind of a little bit more of a long shot, but I still kind of like it. I'm taking Joe Burrow for an anytime touchdown, +325. Joe Cool has had 5 rushing touchdowns this season. That's the 5th amongst quarterbacks. Kansas City gave up 4 rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks during the regular season, the 6th most in the NFL. Burrow has scored a touchdown, or he did score a touchdown, the first touchdown, actually, in week 13 against the Chiefs. So +325, Joe Cool into the end zone. I'm taking it. I like it. Any other bets that you're liking for this weekend's matchup?
It's a parlay, and you could even do a teaser, but I think you could parlay the Eagles money line, Chiefs money line. You can tease the Eagles with the Chiefs. Sorry, Katie. But yeah, I just really like the Eagles and the Chiefs matchups this week. I can't say it enough. Patrick Mahomes fading the public. That's never normally the public is all over the Chiefs. You never get a situation like this. So take advantage while it's here.
Take advantage while it's here. I will say that Kenny Bettsbig, as much as I love him and as much as he wins, he's been wrong about the 49ers this entire season. Although maybe once you cashed in on them. Okay, so this is a very exciting moment for me because I have my very own same game parlay on Caesars Sportsbook, and I've named it The Quest for 6. Why? Because the 49ers are on the quest for their 6th Super Bowl ring since the 1990s. This is going to get you +460. We're taking Niners +2.5 since 2010. Favorites of less than -3 are just 10-14 straight up, 8-15 8-15-1 against the spread, including short home favorites of a dismal 5-10 straight up and 4-11 against the spread. That means that the Eagles at -2.5 aren't looking too hot right now, guys. Okay. We like Kittle over 3.5 total receptions. I talked about this earlier. Kittle's hit 4 catches in every game but 2 this season. He had 5 catches for 95 yards against the Cowboys in the divisional round. And the Eagles allow just over 4 receptions per game to tight ends this season. And why not have Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown? He's got 12 touchdowns so far this season, 7 rushing, 5 receiving in 13 games. He's also scored at least 1 touchdown in 8 straight contests. That's insane. Yes, the Eagles are going to stack the box and they're likely going to limit McCaffrey's yards. However, Philly's given up 15 touchdowns to running back during the regular season. All of this hits and the 49ers continue their quest for 6, and that'll get you +460. You can find it on Caesar Sportsbook, the Katie Mox Quest for 6 same game parlay.
How do I compete with that? You got your own same game parlay? That's when you know you made it.
That's when you know you've made it. All right, let's get into now our best bet. So our mocks locks. What are you locking in for your two biggest locks? Oh, you got to tell me what your biggest bet is, right? Of the year.
It's the Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all in on the Chiefs. I've sent the biggest bet I've ever sent to my clients. Ever in the 4 years that I've been doing this. I'm so high on the Chiefs. And when you see all over social media, the Bengals getting hyped up, you know, the cool videos of Joe Burrow throwing the ball and spinning around in the snow,
yeah,
it all looks great. And it's super dope. And it's awesome because Joe Burrow is that guy. He's so cool to watch, but there's only one person better. It's Patrick Mahomes. And I want my money on no one other than the GOAT in that situation. So yeah, give me Patrick Mahomes. I think he gets the win, and I think we'll see him in the Super Bowl. As a Niners fan, who would you rather see in the Super Bowl?
I would love a rematch of the 2019. Give me the Chiefs. I mean, look, I want to and don't want to see any team. I would just somehow like to magically win this game. But if we're talking about what's going to feel the best, what's going to feel like redemption, it would be getting a win over the Chiefs in a rematch of 2019, because we were winning that game until some unfortunate things happened.
Mahomes magic, baby.
Uh-huh. What about for the NFC? Or is that just your any other lock you have?
No, yeah. And the Eagles. I think if you want to do a teaser, you can tease the Chiefs up. Depending what book you look at, you could probably still find them +1 somewhere, but tease the Eagles. You do a 7-point teaser. You'll get them over a field goal on the other side. Plus normally don't tease through the zero, but I think both of these games, ultimately, whichever way they go, come down to a field goal.
All right. My two locks, I'm doing Bengals money line +100. I'm going to do that George Kittle anytime touchdown at +190. Kenny, thank you so much for coming on today. Even though you are fading my 49ers yet again, we'll have to see what happens. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesar Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Betts.